goes on, the Gemara Mishnah says, Chelev Shechovo Ev Kechovim, Vein Yisro Reyehu, the cow that's milked by a non-Jew, and a Jew is not watching, the Cholvakim, the Pass, it's baked by a non-Jew, Hashem and Shalahen, oil, Rebbe Beis Dino, Hitiru Hashem. Right, now we're going to get to what we're learning. The Hashlokas. Hashlokas is boiled vegetables. The Hashlokas are also awesome. Rashi explains, what are Hashlokas? What exactly is the Isser? Rashi doesn't say what Hashlokas is, but what exactly is this Isser of what we now know as Bishul Akum? Right? So Rashi says, the Hashlokas, Kol Dover, right? Kol Dover, She Bishloi Evikachavim, anything that a non-Jew cooks, Va'afilu b'kli tohar. Rashi says, Va'afilu, even with a kli tohar. What is a kli tohar? So when we get to Parshas Pinchas, we're going to learn about Kol Dover Sheyovi Be'esh, Yovi Be'esh Ramayim, right? So the R Kalim that are Tameim, we know them as Kalim that we purchase from a non-Jew, made or just owned by a non-Jew. That's why it comes a Pesach. When you sell your chametz to the rabbi, you don't sell the pats, because then there are issues. Let's put it mildly. So, and therefore, when we sell the chametz, we always insert in the condition to the non-Jew that we're not selling any pats. And even if someone, for some reason, put down authorization for pats, we are not selling the pats. We didn't accept that agency. That'll avoid all problems. So, Vafilu B'Kli Tohar, and Rashi says, this is a key point here in Rashi. Rashi says, V'Kulhu Mishum Chasnus. All these gzeris are because of chastus, to avoid socializing. Because socializing breaks down barriers, that's a quick way to assimilation. I mean, we can see it today, Rachmana Litzlan, and that's what Rashi says. Okay. Now, if we go to the next page, in Lamed Zayin, Amud Beis, in the bottom, the Gemara says, Menahani Mili. Where do we learn this? Where do we know that Shlokas, that Bishul Akum is awesome? So the Gemara brings a pasuk, in Devarim, and the pasuk says, "Amr Abchia, Reuven, you're entitled to this." Doesn't say a name on it, but okay. So the Gemara says, "Okay, I lost my thing over here." Oh. The Gemara says, how do we know that Bishul Akum is us? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Dvarim. The Moshe Rabbeinu talks about the approach to Sichon. Before they went into, before they conquered Sichon, Melech Amorim, the Amorim. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Sichon, we don't want anything. Oichol ba'kesef tashbireni v'achalti. You'll sell me your food and I'll pay for it. Umayim ba'kesef titanli. And your water, you'll give me again. I'll pay for it. Vishasisi, I'll drink it. So the Gemara says, the pasuk says, puts food and water on an even plane. Kamai. The main point is, it's just like water. Food is like water, just like water. Ma'amayim shleinishtanu, af eichos shleinishtana. Just like water is in its original state, so too food the same way. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So if that's the reason, these are the parameters of Bishul Akum, Elamata Chit V'Osan Kloyis, you take wheat kernels and you toast them. They used to have that. Pillsbury used to make toasted wheat kernels. So, Hachinamit Asurin, the Gemara says, V'Chitamit, maybe you're right. Maybe they would be also. For Tanya, the Bryce tells us just the opposite. Chit V'Osan Kloyis, Mutarit. So that can't be. You can't tell me that that's the comparison, because just like Mayim Shleinishtanu, because kernels do change when toasted, but we know they're permitted. So the Gemara says, no. Elo Kamayim, Mayim Shleinishtanu Mibriyos in their original state, right? Af Eicha Shleinishtanu Mibriyos. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, you take kernels and you grind them into flour. You tell me that now their goy does that. It's usur. We can't buy Hecker's flour, even King Arthur flour. It's prohibited. Can't be. Can't be. Says the Gemara. Maybe it could be. Says the Gemara, "Botanya achid v'asan koyis akmachem v'aslata shalahen salta shalahen utar." That's not the case. You can use King Arthur flour, right? Could you imagine if you needed a Jew to grind the wheat for King Arthur flour? It wouldn't cost $5; it'd cost $10. Like you say in Hebrew, $10 plus, right? So, Ela Kamayim, Mamayim Shaloi Nishtanu B'Briyosan. It's just like water does not change from its original state, Aideha, or through fire. Af Eicha Shaloi Nishtanu B'Briyosan Aideha, or. Oh, that's interesting. As the Gemara says, anything that goes through a change, physical change through fire, that's going to be Osir, but not, that's Mutter. When it says, yeah, where in the pasuk do you see fire? It talks about purchasing food and water. Where do you see anything about fire? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela midrabbanan. It's not. Bishalakim is not midaraisa. It's midrabbanan. So what is the pasuk that the Gemara is quoting to us? Eichel b'kesef tashbireni. The cross macht ba'alma. Right. It's just an allusion to, but not the pasuk is not the source, and it's not an iser midoraisa. And Rashi says midrabbanan. What is this iser midrabbanan? Says Rashi, shloihei Yisrael rogel etzloi. A Jew should not be found by a goy b'machel b'mishta. Shouldn't be hanging around the goy's house. And even though the guy is cooking kosher food for him, you know, Quaker oatmeal, yeah. However, but what could happen is v'yachalenu davatame. But he could be an honest guy, but he could go ahead and he could put something in that's not kosher, or he can see. Let's say I'm going to put something that's not put a little lard into the farina. Let's see if the Jew explodes or not. So that the Gemara gives another reason why you cannot. Rashi l'chur is giving another reason why you bishlakim is aser. Rashi in the Mishnah says the reason is chasnas, socializing, which is really throughout Masechta Avodah Zarah. You all hear about socializing, and that's to bring a barrier between a guy and a Jew to avoid that issue, which brings to assimilation. Here Rashi says your faith we ma'achal a dava aser a dava tame. So, before we go further, let's look on Taisvis on the left. Elo b'durabona. Says Taisvis, Pirish Rashi, durabonon gozer mishum dechayshi shemi yachalenu dvarim tmeyim. That's what Rashi says. Says Taisvis, yoysa hoye nira lefarish atam shum chasnas. Taisvis says, it seems to me that a better reason would be the Isser Chasnas, not the Chshash of Shem Yachalenu Dovatomi. That's what Taisus says. Now, it's very interesting. Taisus does not ask a Kasha on Rashi, that it's a contradiction, it's a stira. Rashi, Taisus just quotes Rashi here, and Taisus says, V'yoy so yinir l'farish atam shem chasnas. And then Taisus adds, V'chein pirish akutris b'masnis. And indeed, that's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. So Tais is not saying Rashi. You just said the Mishnah one reason. Now he's saying another reason. Which reason is it? So it implies from Taisvis that the second reason of Shem Yachlen Dovet Tomei could be a reason, but it seems that the main reason would be Taisvis says is the Isser Chasnas.
What's
the Vchein Perish Kondris Vchein Perish Kondris means Rashi says that's what Rashi says. Rashi says the Isser is Chasnas, the way Taisvis prefers. So that's what Taisu says. So Taisu says the reason is, Taisu doesn't say primary, Taisu says the reason is chastos. Now we're going to get into Taisu is going to quote a famous Ravid. And this Ravid is Rabbeinu Avraham ben David. Not the Ravid from the Rambam, or we say the Ravid of Rabbeinu Avraham from Paskier, but it's a different Ravid. Rabbeinu Avraham ben David. Oima HaRabbeinu Avraham ben David. Rabbeinu David. The Vadai Shlokas Asu Chachamim, when Chazal prohibited Bishalakim, is Kishalavi Chachav Mevashlim Bebesoy, when he is cooking them in his home. But when the guy is cooking it in the home of a Jew, ain't lochush. We do not have to be choshesh lo lechasnus to socializing. The lo l'shem yachalenu dvarim tmeim. Rabbi Avram holds that the iser bishul akum is limited to the akum's home. But if the akum happens to be cooking in your home, there's no iser bishul akum.
At all, not even lighting the...
No, nothing. There's no iser chastis, right? Says Tosis, v'loy hoydelay Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam did not agree with this at all, right? Why? Says Tosis. Says Rabbeinu Tam. Devaday came and chayved kechavim mevashel. Clearly, since the guy is cooking, loy came and chayved kechavim mevashel. Loy choku klal chacham and bein rishus yisrael rishus chayved kechavim. Chazal did not differentiate where the guy is cooking. If the guy is cooking, Chazal said it's awesome. Why? Explains Tosis why. Kila oilam yesh lachush shem lo yizohar gam bebeis shel yisrael kamo bebeis shel loy kechavim. Because the chshash that we have, they won't be careful in the guy's home, applies as well in the Jew's home. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says the Isser is across the board. The Isser Bishlak is across the board. And it seems, again, the Rabbeinu Tam is referring as well to the Isser of Shema Yachalenu David Tomei too. In other words, Tosis does not say that the reason is exclusively chasnos. The main reason perhaps could be chasnos, but the chshash, whatever chshashes we have, apply even in the Beis Yishal Yisrael. That's what Tosfos says. So we have the Rebbeinu Avram, who says that the Isser Bishel is only in the Beis Yishal Akum, because there you have the chshash of chasnos. You're going to his house, he's inviting you, he's being gracious to you, and that'll break down the barriers. And also as well, his own home, you know, it's not under the Vad, you don't know what's going on. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the Isser Bishul is across the board, there's an Isser Bishul. Why? Because the Chashashis that we have are in his and in your home. Okay. The Gemara says further, the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amar Rav, Kol HaNechal K'moishu Chai. Anything that's eaten raw, it's an original state, ain't boy mishum bishulei yom tikachav. There's no iser bishalakim on something that you can eat raw. That means even if you cook it, there won't be a problem with bishalakim. Besura masnu achi. This is how they learned the surah, that the exception to the iser bishalakim is to anything that could be eaten raw. In Pumbedisa, they said the exception is Pumbedisa Mastahachi, Omrab Shubar Yitzchak, Omarav, Kol She'einoi Nechal al Shulchan Melachim, anything that is not served on Shulchan Melachim, Lalafazboy Isapas, right, to accompany the bread as a spread, whatever it may be, ain't boy mishum bishulei yom tikachavim. There's no bishulakim. So there are two versions of what Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak said. What the exception to the rule is, Allah bishul. Is it kol dav shu nechal k'moy shehu? That's nechal chai. It's eaten in its raw state, or is it something that's oilah shulchan melachim? What does Eichel Shulchan Melachim mean? It's served on the royal table. The question we can ask is, what exactly is a royal table? Is it a state dinner? Or is it what's served on a daily basis in the White House? Right? I shouldn't say that.
We don't know what they're serving.
Yeah, they could Buffalo Wild Wings. Who knows what? Yeah. So, the Gemara said... Oh. Now, here's a very interesting... The Gemara says, "May benai." What's the nafkamina? What's the difference between Shulchan Melachim and Kol Dav Shunechal Chai? What could be implications? So the Gemara says, "Ike benayu dogim ktanim, small. We can say sardines. As a visual aid, let's use sardines. Right? Sardines." V'ardi, like mushrooms, v'daisi, like a cereal, right? Now, What is sardines? Can they be eaten raw? To the best of my knowledge, no. Right?
Sushi
is not, but you know, you don't find the you know, right sardines. I never saw sardines in a sushi platter. Right? Find tuna. That's relevant. Yes. But you won't find sardines. Right? So sushi. I mean sardines and mushrooms. I guess these are mushrooms again that cannot be eaten raw. And dice cereal. Cereal can't be eaten raw either. Right? Now, how do I know that? How do I know that these mushrooms cannot be eaten raw? Rashi says, "Ein nechol and chayin." These three foods are not eaten raw. Ve'ein oil al shulchan malach. So, on the one hand, that's not served on shulchan malach. So, therefore, you shouldn't have a problem eating it according to Pupadisa, because it's not oil al shulchan malach. So, it doesn't make a difference if it can be eaten raw or not. So Rashi explains, Lishta kama yesh behem bishum bishulei v'kechavim. Lishta basra sharu. According to the first lashon, there's a problem bishulakim. But according to the second, but according to Pumbediza, there is no problem. Now, it's very interesting. The Gemara brings as an example to differentiate something that cannot be eaten raw, but is not olal shulchan malachim. Does the Gemara bring an example of something that's olal shulchan malachim and can be eaten raw? The Gemara doesn't bring that. Usually the Gemara will bring two scenarios, which you'll see a clear difference, the first version, the second version. Here the Gemara only brings one type of food, a food that can't be eaten raw, but it's not olal shulchan malachim. Does that make a difference in halacha? Now, the halacha today, we know that these are two conditions. It has to be olal shulchan malachim, and it has to be something that cannot be eaten raw. But if it's missing any one of these two, it's going to be mutter. And the basis for that psak is this, is what we just said. Where did I get it from? Shteitzach, Taisus. Let's see Taisus. Ike benayu. Dogim ktanim, v'ardi v'daisim. Says Taisus, Pirish. She'enim necholim chayim. They're not eaten raw. Ve'en oyen al shulchem aloch. V'oim rabbeinu tam. The midinokat hani. Since we only bring these examples, right, that are, cannot be eaten raw, v'loy nokat dvash v'gvina, and we don't bring an example of honey and cheese, sha'ol al shulchan malachim, that are served at a royal table, and also v'nacholim chayim, and they're eaten raw, right? Shema mino, the boil and minka dvarim shenasa behem loshen achren mois valerishin. That the Gemara chose to bring as the second version, Pumbedisa, after Surah. Why? Because the Pumbedisa is an addition to the first Kula. We have another Kula. The Gemara is trying to be most of Kulas. The Gemara is not trying to say that we're going to be Machmir in both cases. And that's the point. The Shvamino, the Boyle Minkat, Varm Shinaz, Behem Loshan Achren, Mos Valarish, Ula Hakal Olav. The Afilu Eino Nechel Chai. Even if you cannot eat it raw and it needs to be cooked, don't worry. Kevon she'ena oila less be mishum bishula ev kechav. So therefore, if it's eating sardines, if it's cooked by a non-Jew, you don't have to worry. Why? Because it's not olal shulchan malachim. But if the Gemara would have brought dvash and gvina as well, then the Gemara is telling us that you have to be machmir. Sardines, you can't eat it raw, right? Dvash and gvina, you can't have a guy melt Swiss cheese. I mean, I don't know if you want Swiss cheese melted, but you can't have him do that. Why? Because it's olal shulchan malachim. And that says Rabbeinu Tam, v'lachein pasak Rabbeinu Tam, tehilchasa kahani treilishni. We passing like both versions. Kahani treilishni v'yikah chadmanayu. If you have one of these two, or oy nechalchayo, ein oyla, ein boy mishum bishulo evd gechav. There is no problem with bishulakim. And Rabbeinu Tam says, why? Why does the Gemara say this? Because the Bishal Sofrim Holach Achram Mekel. We go to Kula, Bishal Sofrim, and that's why, La Locha today, these are the two criteria. It's an either or. Okay? Now, let's look at the Rambam in Macholos Asuris. Let's just read the Rambam in the Rambam Halacha Yudalid and Halacha Tizvav. So the Rambam says, Akam shebishalon yayin echolov oidvash oiprishin kayetze beilu dover hanechal kamoishu chai, something that can be eaten raw hare elu mutorin. V'leigazur el al dover she'ini nechal kamoishu chai. The gzera of bishal akam is only on something that cannot be eaten raw. It can go in boss of a dog, tuffle, or baits of a yorokis. In bishal akam, it chila vat soif. If the akam cooked it from beginning to end, which is another discussion of loinishtatif yisrael imoy, right? There was no participation from a Jew, and what that participation is another discussion. Areilu asurim mishum bishuli akam. Bemet v'mamurim, says the Rambam. Badavar shu oila al shulchan malachim lechol b'yisapas. When do we say that a dover that's not nechal chai, that needs to be cooked, is if a goy was mavashal it, a goy cooked it, that's only if it's all shulchan malachim. For example, basar or beitzim, the dogim kayetze behem. Aval dover she'ino oila al shulchan malachim lechal b'isapas, kagoyin turmisin sheshoko eison, like these turnips that sheshoko eison akum, afal pi she'ino cholam chayim, you can't eat it raw, harei lo mutorin, v'chein kol kayetze. Says the Rambam, why? She'ikur ha'gzeira mishum chasnus, the ikur gzeira of bishul akum is mishum chasnus. Shlo yizamnu ha'akim etzloi bis'uda. The Rambam says you shouldn't invite the guy to your home, or vice versa. The Akum shouldn't invite him to his house. Besuda. The Dove Shein the Oil Al Shulchan Malachim Lechel Beis Hapas Ain Odom Zamnes Chaveri Olaf. So the Rambam says the Iker Gzeira is what Chasnas. So the Rambam is hinting, right, that there's another reason. There's an ikur gzeira. And what is the ikur gzeira? Chasnas. So when we saw in Rashi, and then we saw Tosfos, Tosfos is not discounting the chashash Hashem yachlen dover tamei. But that's not the ikur gzeira. And it could be Rashi saying that as well. Rashi, the Mishnah, told us what the ikur gzeira is, chasnas. And Rashi just telling us that, you know, FYI, there's another reason. And the reason is Shem Yachlen Dovet Tomei. And that Shem Yachlen Dovet Tomei has implications even, you know, Rachman Otzon, even by a Jew. You know, you can have a Jew that's not observant. It could be a Shiloh. Could you rely on them for Hashgach? Why? Because there's a Chashash for Shem Yachlen Dovet Tomei. Right? But the Ikrik Zeri is, Rama says, is Shema. The Ikrik Zeri is Bishem Chastas. The guy should not invite him to his house, and we know where it goes from there. Okay, so Rambam says very clearly that this is an iser, that the ikur gzeira is chasnos, but not precluding the tam of Shem Yachlen Dover Os. So let's look in the Mechaber. Mechaber is the first halacha. Right? Kuf Yud Gimel. The Mechaber says, Dover she'eini nechal k'moishu chai. Something that is not eaten in its raw state, right? V'gam oil al shulchan malachim, and it is also something that is served on a royal table. Lafis bo yisapas, you know, to put on the bread, to accompany the bread. Oil parperis, or just an ancillary item. Shebishlo evik echovim, that a goy cooked. Afilu b'kli Yisrael, even if he used the Jew's pot. He said, come over to my house, I'll use all your pots, no problem. Right? Or, let's say he cooks in the Jew's house. Right? So the Mechaber says, Afilu b'kli Yisrael. Why does the Mechaber say this? The Hagoy is Agro. If you see the Dalit over here in the brackets, the Hagoy is Agro sends us to Rashi in the Mishnah, we read, Vafilu b'kli Tohar. That's the Goyin tells us to go, that when the Mechaber says a filu b'klitor, the source is Rashi that we read in the Mishnah of a filu b'klitor. Ubi beis Yisrael, asur. it's also shabishlev kachav mafilu b'kli Yisrael or in and I'm sorry not or and in the house of the Jew also mishum bishulu ev kachav. So the machab is very clear. Bishalakim is also in Jim's house, and if Jim comes and does it in Chaim Yankel's house, also right. The Rambam, the Mechaber says further. So we, okay. So again, I just want to say the we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, Benegeya that the Gemara is make we follow the kula of both, and we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam that the Isser Bishul Akum is the base Akum and in the base Yisrael. Now in the Halacha Dalid, the Mechaber says Yesh Mishmatir Bishvacha Shalonu. And the help that we have today, or in the servants that we have today, let's talk in Mechaber's times. Some permit bishalakim, and some prohibit afilu b'di'evit, and it revolves around what kind of din these shvachas have, these avodim have. They have a din of evet kanani, not what we have today.
So if the Jew participates in the cooking process, say you like the.
Yeah, that's
fire?
We'll see later. Yeah, then you're okay. We'll see. Right. I don't know if we'll see here, but that is the halacha. You know, you participate in the process. Yesh bi shemate b'shvacha shalonu, yesh bi she'oiser v'filu b'di'evit. Yeah. Now, when we talk about shvachas, Mechab is talking about shvachas here. We're talking about like it has like sort of a din ever kanani. A person has an ever kanani or a shivcha kananis, they're not allowed to do malach and chaps. Right, so that's what we're talking about. But just if we look in the bottom, the right side, Turi Zov. I by mistake underlined the Shach. It's not a mistake, but on the right is the Taz, the Turi Zov. The last line says Gimel B'Shvacha Shalonu. Says Pirish Haknuyes Lonu that you know that we have possession of. And we, right, the Torah is Mazaras, we're responsible for their malachas. They're not allowed to do malachas on Shabbos. Ve'ein mechlal zeh, says the Taz, hashvachas oivdei kechavim sheim niskerm liYisrael. It doesn't apply to the non-Jews that work in the houses of the Jews, right? Lizman. You know, they're there for a specific time, they go home, but it's not that they're you have any rights to them. Okay. Ella, however, qualifies the Taz. The Be'isav HaHeter, Klal Mem Gimel, Kosa, writes, Gam Be'elu, even in those that work in our homes, right, for a few hours on a daily basis, Lahatir, B'di'evit. Why? V'lismoich, not why, and to be somech under Rabbeinu Avram, that we just saw at Tosfos, Shemevi Atur, the Torah brings the Rabbeinu Avram, but the Torah passes like the Rabbeinu Tam. Shemevi Atur, Shemebeis Yisrael, Ein Be'im Shom Bishulev Gechavim, Avagaf Le Kaimel and Kavosei. Even though we don't pass like the Rabbeinu Avram, but the Eved, you could be somech on the Rabbeinu Avram. That's what the Isser V'Heter says. You could be somech for the Eved. Now, the Eved means that doesn't mean you hire and allow them to do it the Chachila. But the Eved means after the fact, you know, taking into account certain contingencies, certain circumstances, you could be soim b'chan Rabbeinu Avram. But clearly we don't pass like Rabbeinu Avram. If we look on the right, in the Shach, you see it says, Yesh Mir Abaseinu. Did I underline? I think I underline, right? Yesh Mir Abaseinu. Yesh Mir Abaseinu. Matirim b'shvachas. That are matir, bishalakim. By shvachis, avodim that cook mitam the ain isur mishum bishul over yechavim ella ba'osim ritzonai only when the guy invites you over to his home. It's not a business setting. It's more a social setting, right? Ba'osim ritzonai why mishum gzeres chasnas aval elo hashvachis but these servants. They're doing a balkorchum. They have no choice. They need to make a living. you know, whether they do it willingly or not, there's no kirv das here. There's nothing really personal going on over here. So therefore, the Shach says, and the Rishonim, I think it's Ramban, that it's a Chuvah's Ramban, that the Beis Yosef brings down the tour, that since these people are working for us, it's not in a social setting, like the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says they'll invite you over to your home, and we'll have a nice conversation, and we'll end it, you know, with a cup of beer, you know, with a beer. That's not the situation over here. That's not the circumstance. Therefore, there are Rishonim that hold that it would be, there would not be the Isser Bishlakim, because there is no Isser Chasnas here. There's no Chash Chasnas. However, the Shach says, Mokamokim, Ein Devein B'chavorin, Vein Onu Somchen Al Zeh. We're not, the Shach doesn't agree with the Svara, and we don't rely on it. That's not Shach, that's the Tshuva Ramban. Right? And the Shach quotes Vchene B'Tshuva Sarajba. But Akoponim, there are Rishonim that hold that if someone's hired and it's not in a social setting, there is no Isser Bishalakim. Okay? And turn over, we'll go to the next sheet. And we'll see. Yud-Beis. Simon Yud-Beis says the Dogim Ketanim. Sif Yud-Beis. Yeah? Dogim Ketanim, or let's call Dogim Ketanim Sardines, Shemochon Yisrael, or Yoiv Kechavim, Harehin Kemoshin is Bashul Mikzis Bishul, right? Malicha is not considered Bishul, and since Malicha with Sardines, or these Dogim Ketanim, will be Mabashul, give them. Certain, they do change them a little. It does have an effect on them. That means that they are closer to being edible. And afterwards, they were roasted by a guy. However, but big fish can only be eaten after the malicha, so they're really not considered ready. They're still in a raw state. They could be consumed. But the chatchila people don't eat it. Therefore, for goy, when they hadn't roasted it, it's going to be osur shabishalakim, because in a sense, it's still considered any nechal k'moshul chai. It needs to be processed. However, this yesh matirin, right? Dogim gedolim, right? So yesh matirin, the matir, since it's nechal, ideat chak, in the state after melicha. So in a sense, the melicha is what made it edible. So once the melicha made it edible, it could be considered that it's already no longer raw. It's already consumable, edible, and therefore any subsequent bishul will have no impact when it gets to bishulak. We can look at Ramah already. V'chein kol dov shenechal chai aydei atchak. That means Ramah says extends it to anything else. U'bishlo evi kechovim dina kidogim gedoilu. The Mechaber says in Halacha Yud Gimel, dog shemolchu evi kechovim, a fish that was molchu, that was salted or pickled by a guy, u'peiris sheishnon, they were smoked. The smoking process made them edible. Harei elum mutorin. Why? The meluach enik reseach b'gzeresu. We said it has to be idea or, and meluach is enik reseach b'gzeresu. The hamoushin enik mevushel. And smoking is not considered bishul. So anything that's smoked is not considered bishul, and therefore. It's not under the. It doesn't fall under the category of Bishul Akum, and we're okay. I'm sorry, it's a little late. I hope you're with me. Now we can get to tuna. Okay, so what's the shaila with tuna? So let's go to the beginning. Is tuna is an oil shulchan malach? So first of all, what is shulchan malach? Right. That is something we have to consider. Now, is Shulchan Malach mean a royal banquet? we might have some trouble. Does it mean cook Suda Shlomo Melch Mishaitai? Or is it even something, you know, you invite people over? Because the Rambam says, you don't invite people over to some, you don't serve people things you wouldn't serve at Shulchan Malach. It has to be something that's, you know, respectable. Yeah? So tuna could qualify, but tuna might not qualify. We don't even know what Shulchan Malach is. That's number one. We're not sure yet. Now, tuna itself, can it be eaten raw or not?
Sushi.
So is it a din in the Meichel, right, that you're going to say that you can eat sushi, right? So tuna can be eaten raw, and it could be eaten processed. So the fact that it could be eaten raw is an argument that it's, you know, it's nechak b'shul chai. Now let's understand something. What did we see that the Mechaber said by Dagim G'daylim that are meluchim, that they're nechal k'moshul chai shasat chak, right? Ideat chak, right? You know, in extenuating circumstances, this person could would eat it, right? That the salting process is enough to, you know, case of emergency, yeah? So could be this qualifies as well. You know, tuna can be eaten raw. Proof is, it's at a state dinner, they do eat it raw. But the point is, it can be eaten raw. So here's another reason to understand that this is not something that is that is not nechal k'moy shulchai. And let's go back to the shach that we saw. We said the shach says that the shach quoted the Chuvas Ramban, that are Yesh Matirin by Shvachis and Avodim, that are not doing it for social reasons, they're doing it for the bottom line, right? They're doing it for the dollar. Tuna that you purchase in a can, right? It's not done in your neighbor's home, right? It's not done in a grand estate in Potomac that you're being invited to, and you look forward to the meal. It's being doing somewhere in Asia, if not on the ship in the ocean, somewhere in Asia, right? So the person that's doing it, what's he doing it for? He doesn't even know your name, right?
Money.
Doing it for money, but right, and he's not doing it for any social reasons. Proof is he has no idea who you are, right? So here's another argument to say that that's an argument, because the Meister Shach says we don't, the Ramban says we ain't same chanaleh. But it's what we call another tzad heter, that this is not really the Isser Chasnas. Now they bring down from Rav Moshe the same thing that Rav Moshe says. Rav Moshe says that the person that's taka cooking over there in I think Rav Moshe says in Bangkok, you know, the person who's cooking it over there doesn't know who he's cooking it for. It's not bishlakim. I don't think it's in a tshuva. It's quoted from Rav Moshe that's not called bishlakim. Another shaila is another variable here is we have to consider. We said that ishun smoking is not bishul, right? The process, if I understand correctly, the process by which tuna is prepared is it goes through a two-step process. It's steamed industrially. In other words, they
cook it.
What?
Partially cooked something, and then they process.
Right, so I think what they do is they put it in.
Steamed or something.
Right, they put it into an industrial oven. It's steamed, canned, and then it's either cooked or steamed again in the can.
Then it's sealed, then it's cooked.
Then it's sealed, then it's cooked.
So.
Okay, so then I didn't get my didn't get it right. I think what I understood was a two-step process. I mean, it's sealed after it's cooked, it's sealed first.
I think it's sealed first.
Yeah, because that's what I think I saw also, right. It's sealed first. So therefore, the shaila is this ishun is steaming. When we say ishun, does it mean cold smoked or through heat? So this is where the star K, I mean, star K starts before. The star K qualifies tuna as oil al shulchan malach. And they go into detail. Rabbi Heinemann has, they have a big cheshbon. I didn't get all the information yet, but the Star K considers tuna elal shulchan malachim. That's their position. Number two, their position is that hot steam is not ishun, it's bishul. And therefore, they require bishul yisrael on tuna. The OU's position is that steam is considered ishun. And I think they bring from Ravad Yosef, the Cheshba, I think when they get the sardines, that it's considered ishun, it's not considered bishul. So if you take all of these points, it's not considered bishul. It's not, what exactly, is it exactly shulchan malachim or not? Now, we could say it is, we could say it's not. It could be nechal, k'mo shulchai. You know, it's tuna can be eaten raw. And if you want to even add what we saw from the Chuvas Ramban. So, you put that all together, right? And what we have from Moshe says that that the whole cooking process here has nothing to do with socialization, because nobody knows each other. Furthermore, it has to be cooked in a way that's normally cooked. If you cook industrial, in an industrial process, that might also not qualify for bishul akum, because again, the chastos is not there, right? And therefore, the OU's position is, I think there are five or six reasons that they rely and then they rely on. Their reason why they are not makpan bishul akum. So, and the Star K's position basically boils down to these two things. Number one, they consider it eilal shulchan malachim. Number two, they consider hot steam bishul and not ishul. Whereas the OU takes the position that ishun, whether hot or cold, is not bishul. Steam, whether hot or cold, is even hot is not considered bishul. That's number one. It's not clear whether it qualifies for oil shulchan malachim. It's not clear whether it can be eaten raw. And again, it's not clear whether it is an issue of chasnos here because of its industrial production process. So that's pretty much how we have it boils down to. But it's it starts out with a Mishnah, it starts with a Gemara, a Tosfos. We eventually get down to the can of tuna in the grocery aisle. Thank you very much. Guten Shabbos.
Good to you.